Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so excited that you are with us today because you are likely listening to this podcast because you likely saw the guest that I have on today. Her name is Sam Sorbo. Many of you are very familiar with her as a homeschool mom, as an actress, as a wife of Kevin Sorbo. She is just an amazing mom, an amazing wife, and she is such a blessing to me. Sam, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and welcome Abby too. I've got my co-host here with me as well, so that
I'm here, and I'm so excited to get to know you a little bit better and be encouraged.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just like us girls, just
sitting. Yeah,
right. We need our cup of coffee, right?
I know.
You know, we have a neat story of when we got to actually meet you, Sam. You are a really important part of Schoolhouse Rocked, the movie, and it was about 2 years ago. Several people had said to us, you really need to try to get Sam Sorbo in this movie. And I felt like, I don't even know how to get a hold of Sam Sorbo. So one day Garrett just said, I really want you to try to reach out to her because I'd really like to get her as part of the cast. And so I said, okay. So I found samsorbo.com and I went onto your contact me page, sent you an email. And every time I do that, I always just assume it's going to go into this big black hole of emails that someone's not going to, you know, no one's going to see it, at least not the person I'm trying to reach. And a couple of hours later, you called me and it was so funny because my phone rang and I was expecting another call at the time from someone whose number I didn't know. So I didn't expect to recognize the number. So I picked up the phone. I said, hello. And you said, hi, this is Sam Sorbo. And it was so funny. I actually said, oh, hi, Sam. Could you hold on just 1 second? And I put you on hold and I looked at Garrett and I said, it's Sam Sorbo. It was so funny. And then I calmed myself down and you and I from there had a great talk. I think we talked for about an hour about our families and homeschooling and culture and all things related to those three things. And just and it was so neat to get to know your heart. And that made me even that much more excited about having you as part of the movie.
Perfectly frank.
Yes.
I had heard about the movie and I don't know if I'd seen stuff, but I'd heard about it. I knew some people who had done the movie and stuff. And I was like, I want to be in that movie. When you reached out, I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
And I had just started this sort of new thing where I pick up the phone now because I'm so tired of the texting and the email.
Yes.
And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, look, she reached out, she put her phone number right there. She's getting a call.
Nice.
And that's why I picked up the phone. And we did. We had a really like a mind meld.
Yes.
On the phone that first time that we talked, because I think because we share a passion for the incredible grace that homeschooling provides. Is that the right way to put it?
Sure.
That it's such a gift.
It is a gift.
We feel like we've figured out sliced bread. We've got the wheel. It's the most amazing invention, right?
Right.
And so when you find somebody who's like-minded, you just want to hug them.
In fact,
I think when you came to the house, I just hugged you. I'm like, hey, you're here.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
There is a connection between moms that choose to school and to raise their own children. There is such a deep connection because it's a commitment. It's a beautiful commitment. And like you said, it's the greatest gift. It is absolutely the great. Next to marriage, it's the greatest gift.
Yeah. And there's also the flip side, which is, I don't want to say that we're ostracized, but we're sort of on the outside. And so there's the mainstream people who send their kids to school, and then we're the other. And so when we meet people who are like us, there's an instant camaraderie, and it's such a gift, homeschooling.
Yes.
That we feel like we've we've got that special sauce, or we figured something out. Like it's the worst kept secret or something.
Right. So. Totally. Right. Well, Sam, you and Kevin are from Hollywood. And so this is the great analogy is that when you see a good movie, like an excellent movie, and you want to tell everyone about it, like God's Not Dead. It's just such a good movie. Or Let There Be Light. You see a great movie and then you want everyone to see it. And so you tell all of your friends, you've got to go see this movie. It's so good. And you get excited about it. That's how I feel about homeschool. I mean, that's why we're making a movie about it. That's exactly why. That's why we do the podcast. It's why we're doing the movie. It's why we are doing the Homegrown Generation Family Expo, because we want to share the goodness that we have discovered.
And recognize that there are people who don't want you to share that.
Yes, of course.
And so unlike movies, like for the most part, it's like, if you like the movie, then go ahead and tell anybody. But if you like homeschooling, there are people out there saying, no, don't do it. Or anyway. So,
Well, I think oftentimes, and I don't know if you find this to be true, I think oftentimes the reason that people don't want us to talk about it with them is because they don't have that conviction and they don't want to feel convicted or guilted over the fact that they are not homeschooling. So Abby, do you find that to be true?
Yeah, I do. I do find that to be true. As I talk to older generation homeschoolers, I feel like it's totally shifted. They used to get the, oh, don't do that. That's so terrible. And now I almost feel like people are like, oh, aren't you lucky to be able to do that? But I never could because of A, B, and C, and D.
Right.
Or on the other part I sometimes get is, oh, you think you're better.
Right.
And that part breaks my heart because not at all do I think I'm better. I do. I do with my heart and soul and even with God's word believe this is God's best design. This is God's best way to raise our children. Do I think I'm a better person or a better mom? No, but I do believe, and God's word says this is God's best design to raise our own children. He gave us these children to raise.
Yes.
But I think it's different than it was back on the day of that this is a bad thing to do. Now it seems like people are almost slightly envious that we get to spend as much time as we do together as a family.
Yeah. And that actually segues perfectly into Sam's book. You actually have a couple of books. And the first one that I really became familiar with was called They're Your Kids, An Inspirational Journey from Self-Doubter to Homeschool Advocate. So I would love to talk about that. Let's have a quick break and then let's come back and talk about that book. The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is almost here. From February 17th through the 21st, the Schoolhouse Rocked team is gathering your favorite speakers in one place and hosting a one-of-a-kind live and interactive online event called the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. This will be a full week of encouragement, resources, and community, as we'll be addressing the most important issues that homeschool families face. You'll have the opportunity to interact live with our phenomenal lineup of speakers and have a chance to win valuable prizes. The price for this live and interactive online event is only $20, which also gives you lifetime access so that you can enjoy it whenever you want. Register today at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton, daughter of the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Do you love this show? Then stop listening. That's right. Pause the show right now and go leave a review on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Let others know how much you love it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Did you do it? Great. Now back to the show.
Sam, we had just kind of segued into your book called They're Your Kids. And I love the name of that book because when we were getting ready to put our kids in school, my husband said, God gave us these kids to raise. He didn't give them to everybody else to raise. They're our kids and we need to raise them. So when I first saw the title of your book, I'm like, that was the catching line that kept our kids home with us to raise. So excellent name. So tell us a little bit about that book.
That's awesome. Mm. So I started homeschooling after my son finished second grade and the school just wasn't getting the job done. They just weren't doing what I expected them to do, which wasn't that much, frankly. But they were getting too much just really wrong. And so I just made the leap and I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And at that point, I decided to start blogging about it. And the longer I chose. So that first year I did it until Christmas. And then I said I was going to reevaluate, but I knew already I wasn't going to go back. So the first year was great. Hard, Not like, oh, this is easy, I've got this all covered. I was the young homeschooler, so I tried to do everything. I checked up every box. So it was labor intensive. And of course I had my third grader, a first grader, and a toddler. And
you were in the trenches.
And I began learning so much, which I had not expected, right? Because I was done. I went through high school. I finished. I went to college. I was done. So why was I learning all this stuff? And yet my kids were teaching me so much, and I was learning so much that put me in the position of being able to tutor them and stuff. And second year, I put them back into a little Christian school that had a hybrid program. It was a classical Christian modeled school. And it was a disaster. Mm-hmm. And the day that I dropped them off, I cried my eyes out. And the weird thing is this, and this is why, this is really the reason that I wrote the book. I brought my kids in, and my second child was not a great reader, but he was a little mathematician. He was like a human calculator. Like, he loved, loved, loved math. And so I had allowed him to work ahead in math, and I'd had to like tutor him a lot in reading because he was just abysmal. And at that point, so he was in second grade. And so I brought him in, and the gal said, okay, we're going to test him to see where he lines up with what students. Right. And she comes back and says, okay, so you're right. Cause I was like apologetic. I said, he's great in math. He's advanced in math, but he's remedial in reading. You know, don't hit me. Like, don't. She comes back and she says, so you're right. He's testing at about a fourth grade level in math. And I'm like, yeah. Mom, right. She said, but, he's reading at about a fifth grade level. And I said this. I said, so I'm the one with the problem? And she said, yeah, I think so. And I was just like, but here's the thing, right? I made the rules, and the rule was I was dropping the kids off that day. So it never even occurred to me, hey, look, you're vindicated. You're doing fine. Good job, Mom. Mm-hmm. Keep up the good work. Take the kids home and keep going. I didn't. I dropped them off. And the rest of the story's in the book. It didn't end well. I lasted 6 weeks, and then I stopped, and I brought them back home. And somebody said to me about a year later, like, it took me a while to process what had happened. And somebody said to me, like, isn't it wonderful how God allowed you to make that mistake to teach you that you are enough?
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
And that was a huge, huge lesson. So after that, I didn't look back. Right. But before that, you can't help it. You look back. And the reason is because the system has taught you that you're not enough, that you're inadequate.
Yeah.
That you can't. In fact, the system has taught you everything that you can't do, because you can't do anything that you haven't been formally instructed to do by a teacher standing at a blackboard. Like, this is the paradigm. This is how you learn. And everything else is not learned. And so we have this weird, honestly, it's like we've been brainwashed. We have this odd sort of idea of what is really education. And so I got to tell you, like, I have a new initiative now to revamp the way that we even define the word education. In fact, I may have a way to put it into the political campaign this coming year. And I'm very excited about that, because people need to reexamine what constitutes education, what counts for education. You know, we saw all these, the parents that are being indicted by purchasing their children's way into college. And so really, what is a college degree worth if all it takes is some cash that your folks have to get you into the school of your choice or the school of their choice? So we've seen that more recently. There was a young man who they found out his parents had bought his way into school, and they were considering rescinding his degree.
Oh, wow.
So if we get into the take backs, then what? And now, of course, we have the socialists saying, well, education should be free. Well, then you know how much it's going to be worth.
Right.
The fact is, with the internet, we all have the facility to learn anything we want, basically at any time we want, for free.
Right.
For the most part. Like it's insane. So education is in the offing. It's out there for the taking. Mm-hmm. And we need to get away from this old dead paradigm of sending your children into an institution. It's killing our young men. It's just destroying them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not geared to young men. Young boys, little boys should be outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Digging up critters.
Yes. And on that point, Sam, you know, it's really important. And we talk a lot about this on the podcast in that the whole idea of raising up our kids and homeschooling them is to teach them how to learn and to teach them to love learning. It's not just an issue of teaching them a bunch of facts, pouring it into their brains so that they can then go off and rattle them off on a test and mark all the right check boxes. It's really teaching our kids how to be lifelong learners. Because like you said, you know, the internet is full of all sorts of information that our kids can contrive. But first of all, they need to have the discernment to know what is real information and what is false information. And where that comes from too, is that takes us back to the Word of God. Are we training our children up in discernment and in wisdom and teaching them how to be wise and how to discern right from wrong? Because just because Facebook says it or the internet says it or your friends say it certainly does not make it true. And we're seeing that all around culture right now, and that, you know, this whole new generation of kids has been raised up and they have no idea what they believe, but they've got degrees. And they, you know, they've got a piece of paper and
degrees that mean nothing.
$60,000 in debt to tell them that they have this great education, and they don't know anything.
What's worse is they don't know how to find joy. Mm-hmm. So I just want to go step back for a minute because you say that it's our job to teach our children to love learning. The fact is, no teaching required. Children love learning.
Yes,
totally.
They're innately curious. And they're innately creative. And there's a great TED Talk. Well, the first half of it by Ken Robinson. I think it's been viewed 64 million times.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And he talks about the death of creativity, how schools basically kill creativity because you need to get it right. And the only way to be able to get things right is if there's a culture of the ability to fail, like that embraces failure as a way of getting to the right answer, right? Mm-hmm. Right? We don't have that. If you get it wrong, it's a red check mark. It's a cross out. Well, now they don't even discern between right and wrong. Right. As long as you feel good about the answer, it's cool. Like crazy stuff. So our job is actually even easier because all we're supposed to do is inspire the children towards their goal of learning, towards their creativity. And so that's the wonderful thing. But now we've got these kids who have grown up in this environment where there is no right and wrong. There is no moral yardstick for them. They've been taught everything but Christianity, which is not no religion. Let's get that straight.
Right.
It's not that we have no religion in our schools. We absolutely have a religion. It's actually called irreligion now. It's the combination of atheism and agnosticism, and it's irreligion. And it is the antithesis of Christianity or Judeo-Christian principles. And the reason that I'm so desperate to get the word out is because our freedom is tied, is completely intertwined with our Christian faith.
Yes.
And so as we lose the faith in our culture, we lose our freedom.
Freedom.
Because they don't have the same value as they did. And so we will squander them because they're completely intertwined.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a very powerful thing. And people who have no faith have no concept of what that is. So they'll squander it freely.
Right. That's why you see so much selling out, you know. Without that foundation of a faith, you'll sell out to the highest bidder, the dollar, the almighty dollar, or whatever they're going to offer you.
Let's close out this episode. And let's continue on for part two on Wednesday, because I want to talk more about this, but we are out of time for this one. So Sam, for those listening to this one, where people can find out more about you at samsorbo.com, correct?
At samsorbo.com. And I do have a new book coming out, so I'll just throw that up there. It's called True Faith. This is my mock-up, so it's not a real copy, but wrote it with my husband, Kevin. talks about marriage, movie making, and miracles. Oh my.
What if we come back on Wednesday and we talk a little bit more about that book?
I would love to. So
let's
go to
stephensroberg.com
for all the information you need.
All right. Sounds awesome. Great. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you back here on Wednesday, and have a great day.